Blog Talk Radio.
What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. The angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. How about you? What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. The angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Should I say it? What a mighty God I serve. What a mighty God I serve. Oh, the angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God I serve. Oh, I serve. Yes, I serve. Oh, what a mighty God I serve. Yes, the angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God I serve. All right, what a mighty God. What a mighty God I serve. I serve. What a mighty God I serve. Good afternoon, everyone. I want to welcome you to Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry Broadcast. I am your host, CEO of Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry, author and motivational encourager, Dr. Mary Tisdale Green, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. I am living my journey of purpose. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I see so many people and I meet so many people that are not happy, that are not happy. But I praise God that I am enjoying my journey. When you get ready to go on a trip, are you excited about that? I get excited when I am preparing to go on my trips, and when we go on our trips and we go to the different places, I am just excited, excited about it. So I'm excited about the journey that I am on. Yes, I am. And this journey is with Jesus, and every day is a new day. A new day. So I'm excited about God in my life on today. And of course, I'm living my journey of purpose. And one day the Lord told me who I am. So that keeps the excitement in my journey. He told me that I am a customer service agent for him. And what I do is service the soul. So you see, I have a reason to stay excited, to be excited about the journey that I'm on, because I'm not living it by myself, but I have Jesus living on the inside of me, and he keeps it new, and he keeps my journey excited. So I thank him, and I magnify God on today for that. But, you know, I have to put into it. Yes, I do. And I do. I put into it because I want my journey to stay excited. And I have to do things to keep God alive in my life. And I love that. So that's where prayer comes in. Reading the Word of God. Meditating on his Word. And then living it. Living the Word of God. Living God's Word. continue to practice living the Word of God. And every day is a new challenge. A new challenge, excuse me. As you already know, probably aware of, this old flu is trying to, you know, to take over. But the blood of Jesus stands against it right now. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So I am that encourager that God has made and is making me to be. I'm a practicing believer who practice living the Word of God. And I actually enjoy it. I enjoy. And you should do those things that you enjoy. And I enjoy living the Word of God. And that's why I practice the God habit. I practice the Word. I practice what He says. How is He telling me to do it when I can't get it right, or I don't see it just like that? Well, then that means I've got to practice a little bit harder. I've got to get at that Word the more and find out how, and pray and ask God, how would you have me to do this or that? So that keeps me a practicing believer, practicing the Word of God. And so it keeps me new. Keeps me excited. Yes, it does. Yes, yes. So I praise God today for the broadcast. Thank you for being here with me on the broadcast. And today we are talking about just that, new, yes, who don't like new? Anybody you know don't like new clothes, new shoes, new home, new car? Ooh, just say that, new. Everybody like new and can relate to new. Well, this is a new year. Yes, 2018, new year. Yes, this is a new year. And we praise God and we magnify Him for bringing us over into this new year. Yes, new year. And we are going to get into God's Word, but I want you to think on that. New, that this is a brand new year. I get a brand new chance to do it right, do it over again. New, all things are become new. Yes, and I'm excited about that. A new chance to do it, a new beginning. New, all things are become new. Yes. And thank you, Lord. So I want you to think in your mind. Bring your minds in with me. And let's have a word of prayer and talk to the Lord about new. About new. He said that all things are passed away and all things are become new. So I want you to come with me in a word of prayer. And I want you to, first of all, ask God to forgive you if you've done anything. If you said anything, if you thought in any way that displeased God, I want you to ask Him to forgive you. That's my first thing in prayer in the mornings, that if I displeased Him in any way, that He would forgive me and give me a brand new chance. And that's our God. That's our God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He forgives us. It gives us a brand new chance. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank God for that. So as you bring your mind in on this afternoon, I want you to get it in your mind that maybe you were feeling guilty or bad about the things that you've done, and you're ready for a new chance, a new start on today, brand new. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Well, Jesus is standing ready to give you that brand new chance, that brand new where newness is being done. Newness is being given out. New chances, new starts. Thank you, Lord Jesus, a new life. Most gracious Father, on this afternoon, we sure do thank you, Lord, and we magnify you. We give you glory, and we give you praise, oh God, in the name of Jesus, for this new year, God. Thank you for it, Lord. You brought us over into this new year, God, in the name of Jesus. And we want to start it out new, brand new, God. Thank you for it right now, God, in the name of Jesus. So we come to you today, God, asking, Lord, that you would forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, all the things that we've done, Lord, that we've said, that we've thought, the way that we've acted, oh God, that has been displeasing to you, God. We ask that you would forgive us and receive us, God, into your care, Lord. In the name of Jesus, for a brand new start, God. Thank you for it right now, God, in the name of Jesus. And I touch and I agree with my sisters and my brothers, God, in the name of Jesus, for this new start, Lord, for this new year, God. 2018, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and we're mighty glad about it. Thank you for your word, God. Thank you being new on the inside of us, God. All things, oh God, they are passed away, and all things, Lord Jesus, hallelujah, they are becoming new, God, in the name of Jesus, as we step out in you, as we receive you, God, into our lives, and then to step out in the newness of life. We thank you for it right now, God. Now, Father, would you go into the hospitals, go into the nursing homes, go into the homes of your people, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Give them brand new starts, God, brand new, God. Heal right now, God. Heal, deliver, and set free, God, right now, God. In the name of Jesus, for we believe it, God. We believe your word, God, and we're standing on it for newness of life, oh God. Newness in the name of Jesus. Brand new, brand new. And we thank you for it right now, God. Would you continue to look on the saints everywhere and bless them, God, our leaders, in the name of Jesus, the leaders of our country, God. The leaders of our state, God, the leaders of our city, the leaders of our churches, oh God, in the name of Jesus, my pastor, all nations, church of God in Christ, Lord, in the name of Jesus, bless God. Look on your people everywhere. This flu is just trying to take over, but we plead your blood against it, God, the blood of Jesus against it right now. Every sickness, every disease, thank you, Lord Jesus, it has to come under you, God. Your foot is on it. Your blood is on it, God, in the name of Jesus. And we plead your blood against it, every one of them, right now, God. And we thank you today, Lord. Thank you for this broadcast, God. Thank you for it right now, God. You said that we would lift you up, God. You said you would draw all men unto you. We lift you up, God. We lift you up, praising and magnifying and giving you the glory and all of the praise, oh God, today, that you are so worthy of, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Look where you brought us from, God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for it right now. Brought us a mighty long ways, and we're so grateful. We are so grateful, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Now, Father, bless the broadcast. Bless the ones that are listening in on today, God. Give them a word, Lord. Anoint your word, God, in the name of Jesus, that they may have listening ears. They may hear what you are saying out of your word, God, for them on today, God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you and we magnify you for it now. In Jesus' name. And, Father, you said if we would acknowledge you, all of our ways and our doings, that you would direct us. And we thank you for direction on this broadcast in your word on today, God. We thank you for your wisdom, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Thank you for wisdom on today, knowledge and understanding, God. And we give you all the glory and the praise for it. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. And amen, 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 amen. We thank God for prayer on today. For prayer is always in order. Scripture says man ought to always pray and never faint. So it's no time for painting. No time for quitting. No time for giving up. Spend that time praising and magnifying God and holding on and waiting on him to give us the next move to make. It's a chess game we're in. We're in a chess game. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And the enemy's whole job is to steal, kill, and destroy. But our job, thank you, is to lift up the name of Jesus. We are to praise and magnify, dressing in the word of God, that he might fight our battle. The battle is the Lord's. The battle is the Lord. So man ought to always pray, and we thank God. Thank God for prayer. For prayer is our phone. It's our phone. It's our communication with God to praise him, lift him up, tell him what we want. He said, ask, and it shall be given. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and that door shall be opened. So prayer is our way of getting there, to talk to Jesus, to have a little talk with Jesus. Tell him all about our trouble. And he will answer by and by. By and by, Lord. And when the morning comes, thank you. Hallelujah. So it's a daily. It's a daily of prayer. Just a daily walk with the Lord. Just thinking about how that with Adam and how that he and God walked in the garden. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Communicating. Walking with one another. Just imagine that. Hallelujah, God. Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. That when we get up, thank you, Lord, that we go into prayer with the Lord, that we're taking a walk with Jesus, taking a walk with him, telling him about the things that's going on in our lives, what we're facing on today. He know how to handle it. He know how to take care of it in the name of Jesus. No matter what it is, God knows how. We just have to pick up that prayer phone, dial him up, P-R-A-Y-E-R, and tell God about your day. All right, then. Today, thank you, Lord Jesus, we are talking about new, brand new. You know, when you buy a new car, you can smell that newness of that car. Brand new. Just smells new. And woo, don't we love that new smell in our cars. We like new things. New shoes. I looked at the kids. They buy these when they get these new shoes, new gym shoes. New. Oh, they don't want a crease in them. They want them to stay new, so they don't want you to step on them in a certain way that they walk, that they don't want a crease in the new shoe. So everybody likes new. I love new things, new beautiful things. So just like the words say, that it's new. It's new. So we like new. We like, thank God that this is a new year, 2018. And some people are glad to see a new year because they saw so many negative things happen to them in 2017. So they are excited about starting this new year. Excited about it. That they've even made resolutions of what they're going to do to make changes in their lives. New changes. I'm going to do this. And I'm going to do that. And I don't know if it lasts even a month. New resolutions. If the resolutions last 1 month. But we're talking about new. New. All things are become new. Yes, all things are become new. New beginnings. Who don't want a new beginning? If you've been in negativity, oh my God, for any time, you welcome a new beginning, getting out of that old stuff and getting into the new. A new beginning. A new start. New. All things are become new. A new start. All things are passed away. And all things have become new. Old things. Let's talk about that for a moment. Old things. Now, you know, you whatever the habit that you have that you had and you can't just quit it, you know, on your own. Old habits. Old habits, they're saying old habits by heart. And they do. And so, but you know what? It didn't become a habit overnight. It had to be practiced in order for it to become a habit. So what we need to do is just turn that thing around. Turn it around and get a new habit, a better habit. And the habit that I'm talking about is Jesus. Why don't you make him a habit? Now, when you in your old habit, and depending on what it is, you do more harm to yourself having a habit than you do good. But with Jesus, you can't go wrong having him as a habit. Ooh, I love that. Having Jesus as a habit. My God. Think about that. Think of having him. I have this habit. Woo! That I'm stuck on Jesus. I got this hang up. I hang up on Jesus. That's a good habit to have. That's a good habit to have. Because in 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore if any man be in Christ. Woo! Any man. Now, I led you in prayer. I led you in prayer for you to receive him and to give up those old things. You don't have to just all of a sudden go cold turkey by yourself. But if you have Jesus to help you and if you ask him, he will. He will come in. And he will sup with you. And those old things, those old ways, those old habits. Woo! Thank you, Lord Jesus. Just a little bit of Jesus. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Just a little bit of Jesus will help you to start all over again. For he says, but if any man be in Christ, so if you've asked God to forgive you and you've now starting anew, if any man be in Christ, so now you've asked him to forgive you and you started anew. And he says that any man in Christ, he is a new creature. So if you've given up, you've asked God to forgive you, you surrendered to him, and you starting anew in Christ. So he says that he is a new creature. New creature. You're new. right now with me on this broadcast and you started right now anew. All things are passed away. And behold, all things are become new. The man said, he said, looked at his hands. Hands looked new. Looked at my feet. And they did too. A great change has come over me. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And I am now new. Thank you, Lord. New in the Lord. New in the Lord. When you think of this word new, all stuff is done away with. This is how it is when we receive Christ. All the old stuff and things, the way we were, is forgiven. God forgive us when we ask him, and he throws all of that stuff into the sea of forgetfulness. He forget it because we're now new. We're now new creatures in him. And he will never leave us nor forsake us. He won't do that. So now we're new creatures. We have a brand new chance. Nicodemus wanted to know, how can he be born again? He said, do I enter the second time into my mother's womb? No, we have to receive Christ, receive him, repent and of the old things that we've done and receive Christ into our life. Lord, I say yes to you. I receive you. And then start walking in the newness of life. A new year, a new start, new thoughts. Transform thoughts, Romans 12 and 2. Do not conform to the pattern of this world. So those old things, don't go back to doing them. You're a new creature. You're new in the Lord. You're a new creature in the Lord. Start asking God to direct you. He that dwelleth in the secret place, come on and dwell in the secret place of the Most High. But be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Get in the Word so that you can have new thoughts, new things to think about. This mind that I have, this mind, thank you, Lord Jesus, by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is. His good, pleasing, and perfect will, you will be able to prove that. Prove God. Prove it. Show to others. Shine. Let the light shine. The light is in you. You've received him, and he's a light. He's a light unto our pathway, a light unto our pathway. Well, one of those ways. And we praise God for that on today, that he is the light that shineth in us. And our prayer today is, Lord, help us to live a positive, renewed life in you. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, until the next time that we are on the broadcast, we say, bye-bye now.